Well, there's some great testimonies that we've heard there, some great things that I want to press into and I want to pray in a minute. And I just want to really quickly, just in the next few minutes, just share a couple of further insights just to kind of add to those. I really sense my own personal reflection and just hearing some of the testimonies this morning, just sense for us at Grace Point, just two things I really feel the Lord is sowing into us in this season. And the first is about to flow into the Spirit. We are a church of rich heritage, and Judy alluded to that before about this sense that we are a church that's full of the Spirit. And this verse, a reminder of this verse from Zechariah 4:6 that says, this is what the Lord said to me. This is what the Lord said to Zerubbabel. It's not by force nor by strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And I really sense in this season, it's a time for us of letting go and letting God. I really sense it's a season where the striving and the try and control and the things that we've kind of come out of over the last few years of all of that, I really sense it's a season where the Lord is inviting us afresh into the Spirit and the flow of the Spirit, where we rely less on our ingenuity and our kind of control and our, well, I need to do this and this and this and control it, and now what do you want to do, God? Where we actually come to that place of saying, God, what do you want me to do? I don't want to move forward unless the Spirit of God, the living God, leads me and takes me in that thing. The other day I had a situation where I was running a session, and in this session I was running like to time. So I had to kind of run on effort and then float and then run on effort. So it wasn't distance. And I got to the park. I kind of did a warm up to a park up in the top of up near Stephen Street. And I kind of had a water bottle that I carried with me, and I wanted to rest it on the chair because I didn't want to run like a tempo run with that. So I've been trying to test this out, like, or just step more into that in everyday life. And so I said, Holy Spirit, which chair around the perimeter of the track should I leave my water bottle? And he said, that one over there. Well, that's not the one I would have picked, but okay, I'll go over there and just leave it there. And so I ran around this park for the next 30 minutes doing stuff. And it didn't really sync with me, the chair, like in terms of where I kept floating. Every time I floated, after about 10, 15 minutes, I was going to have a drink. So I kind of had to, you know, just be a bit awkward. But without a doubt, the place I finished the set before I ran my cool down home was exactly right next to that chair. So for me, it's kind of like when you go with the flow of the Spirit, you go with the flow of the Spirit, it kind of works out. It was just kind of like speaking to me about that. Some of you will be aware that there was been a revival in Asprey that's just finished. It's gone for 16 days. And the girl, she just wrote about that. She talked about the differences in the revivals, and I had more to say, but for time I won't go into that. But what I do want to say is that she talks about four or five things that were in part of that revival. And she talks about actually that revival was particularly focused on young adults. And I know young adults on service support, not without coincidence, I think, this morning, but I just want to highlight the four things and just want to remind us about that. She talks about the significance of this revival being for this generation. And that's the thing about the flow of the Spirit. The Spirit flows, but the Spirit also flows fresh in each generation and each season. And so it's important for us to catch that. And these are the things. She says there was a tangible sense of peace for a generation with unprecedented anxiety. There was a restorative sense of belonging for a generation amidst an epidemic of loneliness. There was an authentic hope for a generation marked by depression. There was a leadership emphasizing protective humility and relationship with power for a generation deeply hurt by the abuse of religious power. And there was a focus on participatory adoration for an age of digital distraction. She said it feels as though God was personally meeting young adults in ways meaningful to them. She said the outpouring was marked by a tangible feeling of holistic peace, restorative sense of belonging, non-anxious presence through felt safety, repentance driven by experienced kindness, humble stewardship of power, and holiness through treasuring adoration. I really feel like in this season, God is opening our eyes to see things differently, particularly in the flow of the Spirit. And I journaled these words that I sense God saying, I am moving in and through Grace Point in this season. I'll move in ways you've never seen and experienced before. I love Grace Point, and I have plans for her, plans to prosper her, to give her a hope, a future, a hope and a future. I really invite us into this flow of the Spirit in this season afresh, and to kind of step out of what we may have known, particularly we've been here generations and experienced different essence, to say, Holy Spirit, where are you flowing and where do you want me to step next? Where do you want me to leave my water bottle today, so to speak? The second thing is a theme of restoration. I can't tell you the number of times I keep hearing this word, seeing this word and thinking about this word in particularly the last 21 days and more. I really sense that God is saying, is inviting us into a place of restoration this season. We've heard some testimonies about that this morning, restoring our identity, restoring our healing, restoring things to us. And I sense God was saying to us as a church, there is nothing I cannot restore. There is nothing I cannot restore. And I wrote down, he is the God of abundant restoration, restoration plus more. Two testimonies just I quickly want to share about that is we have an offset account that people give money to, and you're welcome to do that. If you have some money and you want to deposit into our offset account, what it does is reduce our interest rate. And over the course of the year, with all the different bits of money in our offset account, it saves us, $20,000-$30,000, which that goes straight into ministry. So we had, and the money is at call, so you can get it out when you want, put it in when you want. And so someone decided it was time for them to, they needed their money. They took out $30,000 from the offset account. And they took that out and we're kind of going, oh, wow, that will affect a little bit about our interest. But that's okay. That's how it rolls. And so just trusting God in the season, someone else put $40,000 back in out of the blue. I am the God of restoration plus more. We can just get $30,000, we've got $40,000, we've got an increase and an upgrade in the offset account. The flow of the Spirit restoration. The second thing was, I'm connected with, I'm a, what you call a beliefs trainer. I'm happy to talk to you more about that later, but I did some training with Steve Backlin and his crew, and every now and again we have these, Zoom calls, and so they're always at an awkward time normally for me. But this one during Saturate I decided to get up for, which is at 4 a.m. and look bright and happy for a Zoom call, with a bunch of people on the other side of the world. And anyway, the lady that ran it, Connie, who's one of Steve's people, she gave a testimony about a necklace that her mum had given her. It was a really special necklace she had, and her mother has since passed away. So it had a whole lot of sentimental, emotional value. And she felt at a time, she felt God was asking her to give it to a friend of hers whose mum had died and to pass it on and leave a legacy of that. And so she gave it to her friends, no string attached. And over a bit of time, she kind of grieved the loss of that and just felt she wanted it back. And so she didn't want to ask a friend for it back. She didn't feel that was right. But so she started to Google where she could find another one that was exactly the same. And she searched and searched and searched and couldn't find one. She even found the original company, but they didn't make it anymore. And then out of the blue, her friend says to her, look, the Lord just told me to give this back to you. So she got it back. 6 months later, she was at Disneyland and she lost it. She's going, oh no, like I've had this back 6 months and now I've lost it at Disneyland. And so she was praying about it and she said, Lord, I really want that. I really would love that back. And she just felt the Lord, similar probably to going downstairs and watching YouTube, she felt the Lord say to her, just look on eBay. And so she looked on eBay that day and there was a necklace being sold by a woman who'd been to Disneyland and found it that day and now put it on the internet to sell it. So she bought it back. And she's now got her mum's necklace back again. Just that sense of restoration. And it's in a convoluted way, but it's just like, for me, it was like the Lord wants to restore things to us that are lost. Whether that's family, relationships, finances, money, healing, whatever it might be, identity, the Lord wants to do that for us. And so in this sense of going with the flow of the Spirit and the invitation to restoration, I really think they're key things for us in this season to press into, and want to talk more about that. The last thing I want to highlight is just bringing that together is this idea that we had at our staff retreat. And interesting, we had a staff retreat a couple of weeks ago, and Senator, one of the things, I think it was you that mentioned I Speak Jesus. It was one of the things that Brody played that song while we were at worship, and we had already been thinking about that song and just felt the Lord say or prompt us all that that's a prophetic song for this season for us. I'm hoping that we sing it more in church. It just really speaks out the name of Jesus. That's the essence of the song over our situations. And one of the other things we thought of at that retreat was this idea of just how do we press into the presence more so in a practical way? And we landed on this idea called dwell, which is, put that image up, is the idea. Joe we shared this with Joe Sullivan, and Kevin's had this idea for a little while as well, and we've been thinking about it, this idea of just a place where we can worship and pray spontaneously and go with the flow of the Spirit to see the move of God come on us and to see us refreshed, a place of just dwelling. Like, we talk about that and cultivating that our own individual lives, but we also want to find a place where we can do that as a collective, as a family of God. So Joe, we just talking with Joe about it, Joe Sullivan about it, and Joe decided to draw an image. And this is the image she drew. And I just wanted to talk just a little bit about that image, that the fire is actually energizing the activation of the Holy Spirit through worship and prayer. The blue flame, which is the hottest part of the fire, is kind of like a waterfall at the center, and it's flowing out and down. And it's about, and like we had, I haven't spoken about any of this stuff to Joe, but Joe says to me, that's about restoration and refreshment. So this is how the prophetic, this is how the Holy Spirit moves with us. And so it's about fire and power versus moments of refreshment and restoration, like a waterfall. She, you know, we talked about this, and Joe goes, people are thirsty, and their thirst will be quenched, and they can take a saturated or restored self and out to the world. So it's twofold. It's us finding a place of dwelling and being restored and refreshed to bring restoration and refreshment to a world that is thirsty. Did I get that right, Joe? Yeah. And so it's an invitation, I believe, for all of us. And I just want to be overt and unashamed and say, young adults, I feel it's particularly an invitation to you guys. There's been a revival on the other side of the world. And I know you guys are journeying in prayer at the moment and stuff like that. I invite you to prioritize time to dwell. Not just on Sunday nights, but there's something about gathering together and the momentum and the ability that comes from that. Because you carry something that's vital in this generation and for the generations that are still to come beyond you. We can't afford as the church to miss a generation of those that dwell in the presence of God. We all have a responsibility as believers to carry that through. Grandparents, you have a responsibility to make sure that you don't die without the presence being given on before you go and influenced. Middle age, you have a responsibility to keep carrying that and keep sticking with that presence and keep releasing that presence and doing what we can to build that presence. It's about the kingdom of which the church is part of. And so in that sense, yellow is like a maze around the outside. You kind of make your way into the presence of God, and sometimes it feels like that. We have all these priorities that are happening in our world, but we all have the same amount of time, and it's about where we focus our priority. And there's something beautiful I've found in my experience is that when you make priority to focus in the presence of God, the other things that we're so concerned about and worried about whether we'll have time for just either fade into insignificance and we realize it's not that important, or we find the time to do them. God just does that. I don't know how he does that, but he just does that. So I encourage you to shape and to be intentional about that. And the good thing about the maze is that whatever way you try and make your way in, you'll get there. It's not a hard maze. It's not an impossible maze. It's a place to be amazed at the presence of God as you make your journey in. And the Holy Spirit in there radiates from the inside out. If looking from the outside in of the image, it evokes something like a maze-like image. But the anxieties of what to do and how to do it will not become an issue unless one just stays still and does nothing. because that's all you'll focus on. What we focus on increases. But if you're moving towards the presence, things will change, things will move, things will shift. And so as individuals or as a collective, we're invited to participate, to kind of keep moving forward, to keep moving in the Trinity's power and peace, keep moving and keep actively seek God's power and his flames. And we're invited to participate and actively step in to seek God's peace, his restoration, and his refreshment. So tonight at 6, just to roughly about 7:30, we're going to just take time to start with worship and then pray and worship and pray. We don't really have a script for what that looks like, except we just want to dwell in the presence of God. We're going to take some chairs out and create a bit of a place where we can just come and just worship and pray spontaneously and just press in. There'll be some stuff where you can draw pictures or creative, and some time to have an open mic so we can participate together in that and just pray. But really invite you, Grace Point, to seize the moment, I think, the season, to kind of push into the Holy Spirit and also to seek the refreshment and restoration that the Lord is giving to us. We want to do that once a month. So the fourth Sunday of each month, we want to just create a space where we can dwell in the presence of God. And it's open to everyone. So really, and just invite you to be a part of that. As we finish this morning, let's pray together. Heard lots of testimonies this morning, some about healing. Perhaps there's an area that you need healing in your body right now. And if it is, then I encourage you to be practical about that and just say, Lord, I've dud shoulders, or I have arthritis, or I have deafness, or I have some issue. If it's something that you don't want others to hear, then just whisper it. But I just encourage you to put it to your lips and speak it. And speak to God. And maybe even by faith, just stand as a sign that you want to receive some healing from that. I had some testimonies about identity this morning. If that's something that you need to know this morning, it's been a theme that's weaved through today in ministry time, in worship, and through some of the things we've sung and some of the testimonies. If that's still something that you need resolve, or you just want to stand to affirm that I am who Jesus says I am. I have what Jesus says I have, and I can do what Jesus says I have. Need clarity about that. If you want to affirm that this morning, then I just invite you again just to declare that and just to stand. If there are other people in your families with some testimonies about that that you want to stand for today as well, then I invite you to stand for them. And perhaps even today, the presence of God through testimony and through has just touched your heart, that maybe you don't even believe in him yet. And if that's the case, then I just invite you, there's no better day than today to give your life to Jesus. There's no better day today than to step into the presence of God and kind of say, what have I got to lose in the presence of God? And I would say absolutely nothing. You have so much to gain. And the only way you find that out is to step over the threshold by faith and receive Jesus Christ as Lord. And that's for all of us, I guess what it is today to say afresh, Jesus, you are Lord. I step into you afresh. Let your Holy Spirit comfort me and lead me and empower me and release in me the restoration that you want to bring about in my life and the lives of others. So Father, may that be our prayer today. May we be so in Christ. May we be so wrapped up in you, Jesus, so caught up, so involved with the spiritual blessings that you want to give to us, that we become so much ingrained, so deeper in that walk, that we start to see our life change, transformation take place, addictions broken off, breakthroughs happen, healing take place, the supernatural invade our natural world, that we would never be the same again and we would never look back, because you are leading us forward. And Jesus, may you receive all the glory and honor that is due you and due your name today and every day, for all glory be to you. We love you, Jesus, and we pray these things in the mighty name of you. Amen. Well, thanks everyone for sharing this morning, and thanks for the testimonies, and thanks again for those people that did videos. pray your blessing on today and the rest of today, and hope to see some of you tonight at Dwell. Have an awesome week in the presence of God and be empowered by Him. Bless you.